श्री परमात्मने नमः। श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता साधक संजीवनी वॉल्यूम 1 कमेंटरी बाय स्वामी रामसुख दास जी विथ संस्कृत टेक्स्ट ट्रांसलिटरेशन एंड इंग्लिश ट्रांसलेशन ट्रांसलेटेड इनटू इंग्लिश बाय एससी वर्ष्य रिवाइज्ड बाय आरएन कॉल एंड केशव राम अग्रवाल गीता प्रेस गोरखपुर। Publisher's Preface. Srimad Bhagavad Gita holds an incomparable and unique position in world literature. It recalls the divine voice of Lord Krishna, through which many of his mysteries and inner secrets are revealed. In communicating these for the benefit of mankind, the Lord has invoked Arjuna as an interlocutory or questioner. The small book full of Lord's extraordinary thoughts and views from the very heart was never excelled in the past, nor would ever be in the future. Our revered Param Shraddhe, Sri Swami Ramsukh Das Ji, has delved deep into the bottomless depths of this profound scripture and extracted invaluable gems, which in his magnanimity he has, through his commentary in Hindi called Sadhak Sanjeevani, offered for the benefit and spiritual advancement of aspirants. It is obvious that this commentary is singularly different and distinctive in many respects from other publications. Though we claim no far-reaching study of other critics and annotations, yet we are struck by new interpretations, new meanings, and new revelations in this commentary, arising from many verses, such as chapter 1, verse 10, 19, 20, and 25, chapter 2, verses 39 and 40, chapter 3, verses 3, 10, 12, 13, and 43, chapter 4, 18 and 38, chapter 5, verses 13 and 14, chapter 6, verses 20 and 38, chapter 7, verses 5, 19, chapter 8, verses 6, chapter 9, verses 3 and 31, chapter 10, verses 41, chapter 11, verses 26 and 27, 45 and 46, chapter 12, verses 12, chapter 13, verses 1, 19, 20, and 21, chapter 14, verses 3, 12, 17, and 22, chapter 15, verses 7 and 11, chapter 16, verses 5 and 20, chapter 17, verses 7 and 10, chapter 18, verses 37 and 73, etc. We are confident that with an in-depth study of the commentary, aspirants would discover many different facets and resolutions from these and other verses for their benefit, understanding, and help in forging ahead with their sadhana. In present times, unfortunately, there's a dearth of books which would in simple language and with lucidity explain and delineate the correct path and milestones of an aspirant's progress, and this void often results in their predicament. Therefore, the publication of a detailed commentary in plain words and simple style with clarity and offering elucidation and explanation such as this work is at once a most welcome and important step. Swamiji Maharaj's commentary is apparently neither intended to promote a new or particular philosophical viewpoint, nor in the least a means to display learning, but that it should and would act as a life-giving boon, like the Sanjeevani herb for all aspirants, no matter which creed, faith, religion, or language or place they belong to. The Buddhist, Jain, Parsi, Muslim, Christian, and others, etc., in studying this book, would discover in it a basis for their advancement in accordance with and supportive of the tenets of their individual faiths and religions and they would find enough material in this book to help achieve their spiritual progress. To gain spiritual bliss, we humbly urge aspirants to study the commentary deeply and sincerely, understand the writing, and endeavor to put into practice the comments for their own forward progress in the world. Publisher, Gorakhpur, Shri Geeta Jayanti, 1988.